I know here on Classic Tales for the Modern Ear, we normally present stories and fairy tales and fables, folklore, that sort of thing. But for today, as we are reaching the new year, I wish to do something a little bit different, but still within the same vein. So, from the Irish fairy and folk tales, I want to read a poem of sorts that was originally written by William Ellingham, titled The Fairies, as read by Justin Haskell. Up in the airy mountain, down in the rushy glen, we daren't go a-hunting for fear of little men. We folk, good folk, trooping all together, green jacket, red cap, and gray cock's feather. Down along the rocky shore, some make their home. They live on crispy pancakes of yellow tide foam. Some in the reeds of the black mountain lake, with frogs for their watchdogs, all night awake. High on the hilltop, the old king sits. He is now so old and gray, he's nigh lost his wits. With a bridge of white mist, Columbkill he crosses, on his stately journeys, from Slieveleague to Balses. Or going up with music on cold starry nights, to sup with the queen of the gay northern lights. They stole little Bridget for 7 years long. When she came down again, her friends were all gone. They took her lightly back between the night and morrow. They thought that she was fast asleep, but she was dead with sorrow. They have kept her ever since, deep within the lakes, on a bed of flagon leaves, watching till she wakes. But the craggy hillside, through the mosses bare, they have planted thorn trees for pleasure here and there. Is any man so daring to dig up one in spite? He shall find the thorny set in his bed at night. Up the airy mountain, down the rushy glen, we daren't go a-hunting for fear of little men. We folk, good folk, trooping all together, green jacket, red cap, and gray cock's feather. Happy New Year, everyone.